America is the target for a radical transformation from Christian and free to Islamic and oppressed.
Why are public schools promoting Islam and denigrating Christianity?
This is Bob Boyd.
And Jerry Boyd.
This is Issues in Education. In Islamic countries, there's no religious freedom.
The Quran and Sharia law prohibit freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and freedom of the press.
So why are our schools promoting Islam? Islamic countries imprison and kill Christians for simply being Christian. But amazingly, our public schools are promoting Islam under the banner of multiculturalism and tolerance.
Students are being taught as fact that Allah is the Almighty God, that Allah is the Creator and should be worshipped. Do Christian parents realize that their children are being indoctrinated by lies about Islam?
Our guest is Martin Maurer, documentary film producer and author of Twilight in America, the untold story of Islamic terrorist training camps inside America.
So this is infiltrating our public schools, is it not?
Yes, we did a study on textbooks. We were absolutely shocked at what children are now being taught in textbooks about Islam. Christianity is the source of all the ills that have occurred in our history, and Islam has been the source of such great discoveries, such as medicine and science and music and the arts. However, Christianity has been the source of killings and diseases. It's absolutely frightening. If parents actually read what was in these textbooks, I think they would just fall off their chair.
U.S. textbooks teaching that Muslims discovered America before Columbus.
Do you know why they're putting it out there that Muslims discovered America? The reason why Muslims are putting it out there means that America is Islamic. To recapture all stolen land, they are allowed to reclaim it and to reconquer it for Islam.
The Netherlands, the Dutch people, where 6% of the population is Muslim, is scrapping this idea of multiculturalism because they've done this whole liberal thing and realized maybe too late that this idea is creating a nation of tribes that will kill the nation itself. It will destroy their culture. Because what we're seeing is these Muslim groups that come into a country, they don't assimilate, and they war against the culture they're in. They're almost trying to take over that culture.
Not almost trying, they are taking over that culture. Islam is slowly and methodically conquering Europe. The Christian church in Western Europe is basically dead. Churches, they're empty. Most of those beautiful cathedrals, you're being turned into bookstores, office buildings, or Muslims are turning them into mosques.
Some people would say that Islam is incompatible with the freedoms that we have here.
Yeah, and it's even worse in Dearborn, Michigan. A group of evangelists went to one of the Arab festivals that they were holding. The Arab festival advertises, you got questions about Islam, we got the answers. So this group of Christians went there and go, we got questions, give us the answers. But they were met with rocks, concrete, urine thrown on them. The police threatened to arrest the Christians rather than the people that were attacking the Christians. It's basically turning into what Europe now has, a no-go zone. Europe is peppered with these no-go zones where Islamists take over a particular area, say, well, that area now belongs to us. If you want to be here, you have to be a Muslim. Where's our Washington, D.C. leaders? Why aren't they so upset about them? I just don't understand it. I just found it shocking when I started to get into it and we started putting out material about what radical Islam was all about. That's when a former FBI agent came up to me and said, you might want to be careful because you have a terrorist Islamic group that sits 30 miles from your office. And that is how we first learned of this group called Muslims of the America. And there are over 36 compounds scattered around the United States.
Now, Martin, you said there are 35 terrorist training camps operating inside the United States, and the U.S. government does nothing to stop their expansion. They have a recruitment video that shows how to kidnap and kill American citizens. Is that right?
They have a recruitment video that shows how to kidnap people, how to set off bombs, how to strangle your victims. And inside of these compounds, they practice polygamous marriages. And these women are forced to give birth to as many children as possibly they can. So a lot of these children have basically grown up inside of these compounds to become terrorists. These kids, all they've been living for their whole lives is to fight a holy war. Everybody on these compounds have to abide by the laws. If they violate any of those laws, they are punished. They are punished severely. This undercover informant told me he witnessed one 50-year-old lady being tied to a tree for violating one of his laws and horsewhipped at that tree. He videotaped that horse whipping, and he sent it to the NYPD. There's the evidence that you guys need to act now and shut down these camps. Look at how these women are being abused. Look at how these children are being abused. You have the videotape. It's time now to shut them down. Unfortunately, NYPD federal officials refused to shut them down.
Why do you think that is?
The case of the NYPD, they have undercover informants inside of not just their New York compounds, because the NYPD has people all over the United States. They believe that as long as they're not committing any particular type of terrorist attack that's going to kill a lot of Americans, well, they just let them continue to operate and gather intelligence.
This is just very creepy to realize that there are actual training terrorist camps in our country. Have you been near one or inside one yourself? And also, I wondered, you mentioned Colorado, California. Where else are they? Are they in Arizona?
New York, Tennessee, Michigan, South Carolina, Virginia, Texas, Georgia, two separate camps in California. They've had them in Seattle, Washington, West Virginia, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania. They have a compound there. And the reason why a lot of people never see them is because they like to buy pieces of property in areas where there's low population to be able to hide out into the mountains and the woods so that they can use their guerrilla warfare training with a minimal amount of observation. Yes, I have been to these camps, many of them. I was once blocked in by them before I even got to the camp. I rolled down my window and they said, "We don't want you near our camp. The persecution that's about to come from Islam, because they will kill you." I watched the beheading in Afghanistan of a Christian man. He was pleading for his life before they cut off his neck, and he was reminding his captors that he was married and they had kids. It did not matter. And then after they cut off his head, the captors yelled out, "Praise be to Allah, Allah Akbar." And then I'm reminded of the warning that Jesus Christ gave us in John. He goes, "There will come a day when they will kill you and think they are doing a service to God when they do so."
Whoa.
Now, atheists, they would never think they're doing a service to God because they persecuted you, put you in jail, or killed you for your Christian beliefs. The only group out there in the world right now that thinks they are doing a service to God by killing you is Islam. Take a look at that scripture again and understand what's coming and what it means.
And I'm reminded of Revelation, how it says there'll be the Antichrist and then the beast. And if you don't worship the beast or the Antichrist, you're going to be beheaded if you don't take the mark on your forehead or your wrist. So beheading is the mark of Islam.
Of course. Of course. I just believe that this is the Antichrist religion. This is what God was warning us about all along, but it wasn't clear until now. But if anybody doubts it, read about what's happening to Christians overseas. Christians are dying, and we in America are doing nothing to help them. We're not even praying for them. They are our brothers and sisters over there.
Well, when our culture threw God out of our schools and the Ten Commandments out of the public square, created a vacuum, and Islam is filling that vacuum. The reason our government, our media, and our educational leaders don't oppose Islam is because they share a hatred for our Judeo-Christian values. So when they turned away from God, they turned toward Satan and his minions.
Absolutely, and that's one of the reasons why Islam is so powerful in Western Europe. It's because Christianity is basically dead. It's gone. Atheism doesn't have that strong religious motivation to battle as these Islamists do to take control of your country. So you got a very powerful force of Islam with dedicated, passionate people who want to go out and spread Islam, and they will do so by killing, if they have to, against a force of atheists who are unsure about who they are, where they came from, and what they're supposed to do on earth. Now, who do you think in the end is going to win? This movement is lining up exactly with what Jesus talked about and what Revelation's talked about. You better be worried about it as a present-day religion, because they're coming after you. You will be a victim of this religion. Allah is not the same God that we follow.
Martin Maurer, author of Twilight in America, has done extensive research on Islam. Why are our public schools promoting Islam, not just in textbooks in K-12, but throughout the university system?
Islam has been adopted by left-wing educators as their cause, and it's going to have a profound transformational impact on our culture.
If our nation doesn't soon realize the reality that Islam is a violent and totalitarian ideology, we will be defeated and we will lose our freedoms. Islam is our avowed enemy, and yet there are six Muslim activists working in the administration, one in Homeland Security, who have strong ties to the Muslim Brotherhood.
Maybe that's why there are still over 36 Muslim terrorist training groups in America.
Islamists are using our institutions and our religious freedoms to inject a deadly propaganda into children's minds and hearts.
Parents need to carefully read their child's textbooks
and reconsider public schools. Jesus came to set the captives free. Islam is coming to enslave this nation, as it has all the Islamic countries under Sharia law. We must stop it before it takes control. If Americans fought World War II with the current mindset, we would have tried to understand the Nazis and not kill them, and we would be speaking German instead of English today. Muslim terrorists slit throats, cut off heads, and run airplanes into buildings, and yet the media drones on and on that Islam is peaceful, they keep telling us. How do you reason with terrorists flying airplanes into the World Trade Centers?
Our guest knows what Islam really is. Dr. Bob Morey has two doctorates, one in Islamic studies, the other in comparative religion. Dr. Bob Morey is the author of 40 books, including The Islamic Invasion.
Dr. Bob Morey wrote, quote, "The world has been lulled to sleep while an old enemy of truth and democracy gathers strength for an all-out offensive against, get this, against the civilian populations of the West that will exceed any atrocities committed by the Nazis and the Soviets." Dr. Bob, is it true you predicted the 9/11 terrorist attacks before it happened?
I was on the network in New York City. I told them at that time that I thought there was going to be an imminent attack, and my guess, it would be the Statue of Liberty. The next week, the station called back and said, "You were a mile off. It was the World Trade." I said, "Well, maybe the ferry wasn't running that day."
Do you think there could have been something that to prevent this?
No, out of fear of violating the First Amendment religious freedom, Muslim terrorists are allowed to carry on the most outrageous activities under the guise of religious freedom. For example, the day after September 11, I was on the phone with the FBI office in Santa Ana. I told them, "You have to now get search warrants, go into every Islamic center and mosque and seize every computer, because you will find," I said, "over 75% of the Islamic centers in the United States are actually terrorist cells that raise money for Hamas, Hezbollah." Well, the FBI agents, they said, "We appreciate it, but we have been told that in order to safeguard religious freedom, no one is going to be busting into any mosques and getting anything."
Oh.
They are completely handcuffed by the politically correct police people, that they cannot send people into mosques, infiltrate camps where they're actually training how to kill people and blow up things. I mean, they're using Uzi machine guns. They're running through how to do bombs right here in America.
Wow, isn't that amazing? You mentioned in your article there were three small nuclear devices in the U.S. right now. Are they on standby for another terrorist strike?
Sheikh Mohammed Banani is the founder of the Islamic Supreme Council of America. And Sheikh Kabani stated that the Islamic terrorist groups have nuclear weapons here in the United States, and they're going to be using them. And so here you have one of their own stating this. One of them told me, and he says, "I go into the Middle Eastern grocery store, everybody's speaking Arabic, and they're discussing things like how wonderful it was when they watched the plane smash into the towers and the Pentagon. They thought this was the greatest moment of their life, how happy they were, they cheered." And he's listening to this in Arabic, of course. He goes along and pretends to be a Muslim, and they begin to share, "Oh, we have a lot more in store. We're going to see mushroom clouds over the major city. Before we are done, America will be a wasteland."
With all this going on, they're teaching Islam in our schools, public schools. Are you aware of this?
Oh, yes. I'm one of the first ones who called the school system here in California about the textbook across the centuries, where the kiddies are expected to dress like Muslims, take Muslim names. Now, here's the contradiction. You tell me if this isn't a contradiction. It says that Islam is a peaceful religion and loving and kind. It says that Islam Allah can do no wrong and has never done any ill. Then one of the assignments, imagine you are a Muslim warrior on your way to Syria in a religious jihad against the Christians there. Immediately you see the conflict. If Islam is such a peaceful religion, what are they doing? Force Islam down the throat of the Christians who live there.
Good point. It's irritating too because they tell these kids that you will become a Muslim, memorize the five pillars of Islam, and they're supposed to memorize some of the verses in the Quran.
They make a little mosque and they bow down and they're supposed to Allahu Akbar, and the textbook speaks of the Prophet Muhammad receiving revelations and the Quran as a fact. But when it deals with Christianity, it says Jesus of Nazareth, whom Christians claim to be the Christ.
What they say they're doing is they're teaching Muslim culture, not religion.
The Saudis have pledged $1 billion, that's with a B, dollars for the conversion of the United States. Stage one, take over the federal and state prison system by sending in Muslim chaplains and missionaries to convert the most violent, vile, wicked criminals. That phase is now completed. They basically control the prison system in the United States now. Phase two, to endow chairs of Islamic studies at all the major universities in the United States. That is now done. Harvard, Princeton, you name it, even the University of Arkansas now has a $1 million chair in which Islam will be taught to students. Now get this, the money has a string. The Saudis are giving the money to all these universities with the string. Only a believing Orthodox Muslim may teach the course. Now could you imagine if only born-again evangelical Christians may teach the course?
No.
Not a chance. Now that was phase two. Phase three, to build student centers throughout all the universities. This is being done. They have a three-story student activity building next to the University of California in Irvine. They are providing at all of these student centers ping pong tables, pool. The whole point is to get students into these activity centers where they will be evangelized. The last phase is to infiltrate the public school system, and they've already done that in Northern California in the name of cultural diversity, to give Qurans throughout the public schools, where we can't give a New Testament, they will be allowed to give a Quran, and to have missionaries go into all the public school system, teach Islam in the name of cultural diversity. Guess what the last phase is?
I don't hate to think.
This is on some of their websites. They're already getting, they're geared up for this. They're going to hire all of these students to go door to door to give a free copy of the Quran with an attack and refutation of Christianity in the back to every single home in the United States and in Canada by having preppy girls with no veils, African Americans, whites, saying, I became a Muslim and it gave me meaning in life. And they are going to have a media blitz. They project that the United States will have an Islamic crescent moon flag over the White House, and they will own this country, and they will begin the destruction of the Christian church.
Oh.
What is the difference between Islam and Christianity? I mean, here we're going after their soldiers, and they're going after our innocent civilians.
Allah, the moon god, worshipped by the pagan Arabs, had its center in a pagan temple they built in Mecca. And they prayed five times a day facing Mecca because that's where the idol was.
So Islam is a pagan religion, much like Baal worship.
Yes. Muhammad went out to kill people, came across a village of Jews. They told the Jews that if they would give up their gold, their silver, and all their possessions, they would be allowed to leave without being hurt. The Jews surrendered. And they, with their families, got up and started marching out of the village. Muhammad, of course, was a big liar, so he stopped them. Every male over the age of 12 was beheaded. 1,200 males were beheaded that day. The women and the children sold as slaves, but Muhammad had a nasty habit. This is documented. As Arab practice, you rape the wife of the chief whose village you've conquered or whose tribe you've conquered. So he raped the poor woman who just saw her husband and sons beheaded, and he liked what he got out of her and forced her into his harem, which had over 20 women. Many of them were raped at will, their husbands having been murdered.
For those who say Islam is peaceful, peaceful. When and where did Islam bring peace?
The only peace I know of is the peace of the grave.
Yeah.
Well, that's not even peaceful, though, because they think they're going to 70 virgins, those that are supposedly martyred, after they kill all these innocent victims. That's a lie.
Well, we talk about these cruel, unusual punishments that the Arabs use today, the cutting off of hands, feet, ears, tongues, cutting off of heads, and gouging out eyes. Terrible punishments that have been brought all the way from the 7th century.
You must do as Muhammad did. Before Muhammad died, he said, now when I die, I don't want any of my wives to remarry, and I never want another man to look upon them after I'm dead, and they have to have a sheet over their head from top of their head to the bottom of their feet. So it's what Muhammad did as well as what he taught that is binding upon the average Muslim today. Nowhere in the Quran is there a command for women to wear a veil. Now, as a matter of fact, Muhammad said, kill all dogs and cats. It is against Islamic law to have a dog as a pet or a cat. What the Ayatollah did when he took over as dictator, he had the army go through the entire nation of Iran from apartment to apartment. They brought out the little poodles and all the dogs, and they made the owners watch as they butchered them with swords.
Boy, that is cruel. But you know what? This gives me some understanding of what happens when Muslims are in control. And we should be alarmed when these Islamics get in control of a nation, because if they had nuclear weapons, they would surely use them to kill us infidels.
This is their goal. Muhammad was asked, what are the signs of the end of the world? One of them, he said, when a fire would go from the east to the west. The Ayatollah Khomeini interpreted this to mean, we Muslims must launch nuclear fire against the Christian West in order to fulfill Muhammad's prophecy.
Allah is not the same God as the Judeo-Christian God, right?
Yes, he's the Antichrist. 1 John 2 says, whoever denies the Father and the Son does not have the Father. He's an Antichrist. Islam says Allah has no son. Jesus is not the Son of God.
Would you say the majority of these 6 to 8 million Muslims in America are loyal to America, or is their primary loyalty to their Islamic faith?
Well, let's say there's 6 million Muslims. Over half of them are African Americans who hate America. You cannot think of any greater hate monger than Calypso Louis Farrakhan. Farrakhan is being given money to develop an army here in the United States to blow up school buses with kids, blow up nuclear plants, poison water supply. This is a very serious issue when you're dealing with these embittered racists who believe that the white race, the white man, is a white devil. They'll willingly blow themselves up. It's their religion. Islam is built around 3 holy sites. Mecca, which has the Kaaba, that ancient pagan moon god temple, Medina, where Muhammad is buried, and the mosque on the temple site. If we tell the Ayatollah, look, it's very, very simple. The next time you do a major strike, we're going to blow up Mecca, Medina, and the mosque on the Temple Mount. And it'll only take about 8 minutes. In 8 minutes, we could vaporize Mecca. There'd be nothing, just a hole. Now, the muftis, the mullahs, and the imams have gone on record. Allah will never allow Mecca, Medina, or the mosque mount to be destroyed. The day that they are destroyed is the day that Allah is destroyed. They have tied the survivability of their religion to these 3 buildings. That is the Achilles heel of the terrorists. That's the only thing that means anything to them. If they knew that the next time they blow up something, it's going to cause the destruction of the Kaaba, they would never do it. They would rather die than destroy their sacred holy sites. But the United States doesn't have the guts to do it.
What is it going to take to defeat this Islamic army or invasion of America?
It's going to have to be missions, not missiles, Bibles, and not bullets. The preaching of the gospel is the only hope we have. I was with a Palestinian who was a terrorist. His job as a sniper was to shoot old Jewish women as they came out of grocery stores or kids. Just killing Jews. That's it. Killing Jews. He is now a Christian. The only answer is for the preaching of the gospel to change the hearts of men. Otherwise, I don't have much hope for America. But as a Christian and as a loyal American, I cannot sit idly by and let Islam conquer this country.
Dr. Mori wrote, unless God intervenes, the day is coming when a mushroom cloud will appear over a major American city, leaving death and destruction unlike any we've ever experienced in our history. It's time Americans turn to God. Our survival depends on it. Our hope is in the Lord. And His answer is in 2 Chronicles 7:14, where God says, if my people who are called by my name, hey, that's us, the Christians, if we will humble ourselves so God won't have to, and pray and seek God's face and turn from our wicked ways, He will forgive our sins and He will heal our land. America has a choice. Continue down the road to destruction or turn and repent.
Please get our free new 8-page newsletter. You can download a free podcast of this program from our website. If you would like a CD copy of today's program, please ask for number 1875, Islamic War Against America, Part 2. That's number 1875, Islamic War Against America, Part 2. The CD also includes last week's program, Part 1. You can order a CD copy of this program from our website. Our website is issuesineducation.org. That's issuesineducation.org. And please give us a call at 928-776-0000. That's 928-776-0000. From John 14, verse 6, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. For Issues in Education, this has been Bob and Jerry Boyd.